Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's MarsiliaIns@gmail.com. That's MarsiliaIns@gmail.com. Now, it's been a few weeks dealing with the holidays, but here we are into a new year. And I want to thank you for listening in 2018, and I hope 2019 brings you good fortune as well. This week's podcast has to do with the situation that I had with a client that I had called in yesterday. We've touched on this subject before, and I thought it would be important to bring it up yet again because the holidays are over, and once the government starts back up, people are going to be starting to file tax returns, and that's where other things can be found out as well. Had a client call me yesterday, explain that he was a victim of identity theft. Somebody had stolen his bank account information, cleared out his bank account, and then ran up charges on credit cards and whatnot. And it, from what he was telling me, it sounds like this had been happening over a short period of time, that he didn't right away find out that he was a victim of identity theft. And unfortunately, his insurance policies had canceled due to insufficient funds. He got hit with returned item fees, not only from his insurance carriers, but also the other checks and direct debits that he had set up in his account. Did what I could to help him, so hopefully he is able to get things under control. But I wanted to talk about identity theft and what to do. And I went online and found a great article from Bankrate.com, and that's going to be the basis of the talk today. Now, according to LifeLock, and I have an article, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the front page is going to be the Let's Talk Insurance. You click on that link, it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Identity theft, according to LifeLock, has affected 60 million Americans in 2018, with the two biggest thefts being employment and tax theft, and that is using someone's Social Security number or personal information to gain employment or to file a false income tax return, and credit card fraud. If you go to the article, you'll see it's employment tax theft was 34%, credit card theft was 33%, and then underneath that there were various other crimes relating to identity theft. Now, again, this week I have an article. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the blog post for today. I'm going to be sharing just a few tips from the article at Bankrate because I want you to go to our blog post, read up on this information, and then click through to the full article so you can read all 12 tips that they have available for you. Now, I personally have learned a few interesting things when it comes to the information on this article from Bankrate. So why don't we go ahead and go through some of them. The first tip here is, says here, notify creditors and financial institutions. Most credit cards have a zero liability policy when it comes to identity fraud, and the Fair Credit Billing Act allows for a maximum liability for unauthorized charges of $50. All right. But there is a caveat with that when it comes to the unauthorized charges of $50. You need to contact your bank or financial institution within 2 days of the discovery of the theft to qualify for the $50 limit. If you don't, it then jumps to $500 for up to 60 days after the statement reflecting the fraud is mailed. And then after 60 days, you're on your own. So you've got 2 days to get the $50 limit. And then after that, you've got up to 60 days after your bank statement is mailed with the fraudulent charges on there. You'll be responsible for $500 of any fraudulent charges listed on that bank statement. Anything after 60 days, they aren't going to pay for anything. You're on your own, which is understandable. I mean, if you don't discover the identity theft within 2 months, yeah, there's something wrong there. So you certainly want to notify your credit card companies, your credit union, your bank. You want to get a hold of everybody as soon as possible. As soon as you find the unauthorized charges, you want to go ahead and take care of that. I personally have been a victim of identity theft a couple of times, not to the extent of somebody stealing my identity, but they stole my credit card information. This last time that it happened, I caught it like same day. It was interesting. I balanced my checkbook every other day, usually every day, every other day. I definitely do it after the weekend. I do it on Monday because I don't balance the checkbook on the weekend. But when I come in, on Monday, I come in and I balance my checkbook. Well, that particular day, I happened to go through my bank statement online and was balancing my checkbook and found a charge for $24.95 to a website based out of Dallas, Texas. And I didn't recall making any charges to any online stores or anything in that area. Called my wife, asked her. She didn't make any online purchases that amounted to $24.95. Well, come to find out, somebody had stolen my credit card number, made a small purchase online to see if the card was valid, and then that's what they do. From what I understand in my experience, that's what happens is when these people get your credit card number, they make small purchases first, small innocuous purchases. Sometimes they'll, buy an app or two on like Amazon, like Amazon or Google Play, iTunes. They'll just make small purchases to make sure that the credit card's valid. Something that is kind of innocuous that, the Apple ones would have gotten me because I do, I am an Apple product person, and I do purchase apps on, my Apple iPad or my phone. So it's not uncommon for me to, have a charge. I just bought a program the other day. It was $5.29. I know I made that purchase, so I'm good with that. But, they make these small purchases to see if the card is valid. All right. Once they find out the card is valid, that's when they jump on it, and that's when they make the big purchases. They'll make small purchases, wait a day or two to see if it's caught, and if it's not caught, then they make the bigger purchases. Well, on this particular day, they made this purchase. The person who stole my identity stole my credit card information, must have been a moron, to try and purchase a $25 item online. I was able to, from the information I was able to get on my bank statement, I call up the company in question, and I say, hey, who is this? What is this order? I did not make this order. They said, well, are you so-and-so? I said, no, I'm not. Do you live here? No, I don't. So they were able to stop that purchase from happening, and immediately I called my bank and let them know that somebody had stolen my credit card information. They were able to put a hold on it, put a fraud alert on it until they could get me a new card. And then we were able to take care of things from there. But again, you got to be very careful and balance your checkbook every day, every other day. Just keep an eye on your finances. Unfortunately for this insured of mine, it sounds like his financials weren't to a point where he balanced the checkbook every day. But that's something that you need to do. You need to stay regimented, especially in the society where we live in today, where a lot of purchases are being made online. You need to keep on top of your finances for sure. I highly recommend that if you're looking to get into budgeting or something like that, highly recommend going to DaveRamsey.com. We're not affiliated with Dave Ramsey. I wish we were, but unfortunately, to be an insurance agent for Dave Ramsey, I have to have a carrier that does not credit score for insurance products and offers a guaranteed replacement on the homes. And I have a company that'll do guaranteed replacement, but I don't have a company that won't credit score for insurance products, unfortunately. But I've been a Dave Ramsey fan for many, many years. I've taught Financial Peace University a few times. Highly recommend his program. DaveRamsey.com. He's got a lot of free information for you to get set up with budgeting, learning a little bit more about the debt snowball, and also learning about things like identity theft, keeping a tight rein on your finances. Very, very important. Again, if you use a credit card, double check to make sure they have a zero liability policy when identity fraud happens. Checked with your bank or financial institution and see if they have any zero liability policies. Banks and credit unions and other financial institutions, they may vary. You also need to find out what their requirements are for the Fair Credit Billing Act $50 charge to see where that flows. Because it could be within 2 days, it could be within 24 hours, it could be within 7 days. But definitely check with your financial institution to see how that would work in case of a identity theft situation. The second tip that I want to share today is put a fraud alert on your credit report. All you need to do is just contact one of the three credit reporting agencies, either Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax, file a fraud alert. Whichever one you put a fraud alert on, it will automatically shoot out to TransUnion and Experian as well, so that you would have a fraud alert on those credit reports also. So it's not like you have to call Experian and TransUnion and Equifax. Just call one of them, and it'll shoot it out to all three. Now, this fraud alert will last for 90 days and alert you if someone's applying for credit in your name. Filing a report with the Federal Trade Commission or a police report can extend that fraud alert to up to 7 years. So if you're involved, very involved with an identity theft situation, you certainly want to file a report with the FTC. Which filing a report with the FTC at this particular point in time isn't going to happen because we're amid a government shutdown. If you try to go to identitytheft.gov, which is the website for the FTC to file an identity theft claim, you're going to get a web page that'll say, because of the government shutdown, this web page is unavailable. But any other time when the government is up and running, you want to go to identitytheft.gov and file a theft report with the FTC. Now, after you put a fraud alert on your credit report, you want to get a copy of your credit report. Once you've filed a fraud alert on your credit report, you'll be number one, opted out on pre-approved credit cards. You'll be opted out on pre-approved insurance offers. Then you'll also receive a free copy of your credit report so you can go through and verify if any other fraud has occurred. Now, thanks to the U.S. government, everybody is given free of charge a free credit report once a year from all three credit reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax. And you can I got a link on our web on our blog post for today. So you go to mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance section in the lower right-hand corner of the front page. bring you to this blog post, go through here. I've got a link to annualcreditreport.com. Now, annualcreditreport.com is the government-approved website where you can get a copy of your credit report at no charge once every 12 months. Highly recommend that you request one once a year and go through it. Double check to see what bank accounts you have open, what credit card accounts you have open, what revolving credit are open, so that you can go through and verify, okay, yeah, that Visa card's mine. Yep, that Discover card's mine. Yep, we got a mortgage on our house. Yep, we got a loan on our car. And then you'll be able to notice, well, wait a minute, hold on a sec, I don't have an American Express card. Why is this on here? Or I paid off the loan to Lowe's 2 years ago. Why is this still being listed? That way you can go through your credit report, find out what you have open, and close whatever is necessary. If you do find additional fraud, obviously you have some additional work that you need to do. But again, you go to our website, mvpinsurer.us, and click on the blog post for today. I'll have a link to annualcreditreport.com. Do not go to freecreditreport.com. Freecreditreport.com is a credit monitoring service. You'll get a quote-unquote free copy of your credit report, but you'll also be signing up for credit monitoring too, which you probably don't want to do at this point in time because of the expense involved and whatnot. You want to go to annualcreditreport.com to get a copy of your government-approved credit report from each of the agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Consider getting a freeze on your credit. Now, freezing your credit will lock down your credit report from being released to new creditors. It's going to be a little bit of a hassle if you're looking to switch credit cards, or if you're looking to get, refinance your mortgage or get a car loan. There are going to be some additional hoops to jump through. But if you are a victim of identity theft and you feel that somebody is out there trying to open credit lines in your name, you definitely want to consider putting a freeze on your credit account. Now, the costs involved to freeze your credit report vary from state to state. It could be as little as $10. It could be free. You just never know. You need to check with your individual state to find out what it would cost to freeze your credit. If you are a victim of identity theft, it could be free. So certainly check with your state to see if you qualify for free freezing of your credit report. Contact the FTC is the next tip. Though the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, mostly deals with large-scale identity thefts, they do monitor all levels of identity theft, find patterns, and break up theft rings. More importantly, you need to file an identity theft affidavit with them. Now, having a copy of that affidavit along with a police report will help you with disputing fraudulent accounts. And again, right now at this particular point in time, if you're listening to this podcast, around early 2019, the government is a shutdown. So if you try to go to identitytheft.gov or go to ftc.gov, you're going to get a web page saying because of the government shutdown, these web pages are unavailable. As soon as they come back up, you certainly want to, if you are a victim of identity theft, you want to get in there and file that affidavit so you have that to help you with any identity theft issues. Now, your homeowner's product or condo owner's product, mobile homeowner's product, renter's product could have available identity theft coverage. I have identity theft coverage on my homeowner's policy. It costs me about $12 a year. One of my other carriers, it costs about $25 a year. And basically what that does is that helps cover any expenses incurred while regaining your credit. Regaining your identity back. So you would have coverage for, getting things notarized, mailing things, having to go to court, anything related to the costs involved in regaining your identity. It won't cover, however, any of the fraudulent charges. I think that's where people get a little bit confused when it comes to identity theft coverage on your homeowner's product. It doesn't cover the theft itself. It covers the resulting damage as far as regaining your credit. Just like with a standard homeowner's policy, if your water heater bursts, the insurance company isn't going to pay to replace your water heater. They are going to pay for the resulting damage. So just like identity theft, they aren't going to pay for the fraudulent charges, but they are going to pay to help you regain your identity. So that's something you certainly want to consider. One of our insurance carriers, Frankenmuth Insurance, offers at no charge access to an identity theft company that can help you navigate how to regain your identity. It won't cover the costs involved with like getting a copy of your mortgage, or you know, having to redo your license, or a new social security card, or notarizations, or anything like that. But they can at least help walk you through the steps involved in getting your identity back. And that's a nice thing that Frankenmuth offers as a part of their homeowners product, and also their auto product, now that I think about it. So there we are. I hope that this podcast today will help you with potential identity theft situations. Again, 60 million Americans last year, according to LifeLock, had their identity stolen. And 34% of that was due to employment or tax fraud. And then 33% were credit card fraud. So certainly this is a big issue. And again, like I said, a lot of shopping is being done online. Your personal information is online. And if somebody wants it, you know, they can get it. Depends on how difficult it is to get it. So certainly, hopefully, these tips from Bankrate. Again, go to mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance section on the front page, bring it to the blog post. I've only shared about half of the tips from the Bankrate article because I want you to click through from our blog post into the article so you can read it further. And again, on that blog post, I'll have access to where you can get a copy of your free credit report from the U.S. government. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, that address works for everything. You want to shoot us an email, you can do that too. It's marsliains@gmail.com. That's marsliains@gmail.com. You want to visit us on Facebook too. Twice a week I share articles and tips that may help you. You can go to facebook.com/MVP agent. And that's our webpage there. Or do a search on your Facebook bar for M. Vanderplow Insurance. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.